Your Honor, I object.
I object too. It's great to see you.
It's great to see you, and I don't want to hold you in contempt of the court. But the jury's going to have the last word on the crimes you've committed, Mr. Frimston.
Let the jury, bastard.
What?
Sorry. Good to see you. What are we talking about on this week's episode of Trench Tips?
We're going to try and give a complete strategy for how to handle any objection.
Any objection?
Any objection. Within reason. Within some things reason. Are not objections. Some things are. I don't want to get into last year's favourite word of yours that you seem to have abandoned. Semantics.
Oh, I've not said semantics in so long, have I?
You went for a phase you were saying
because you were mocking me about saying it. What do I say a lot this year?
Like.
What else? Yeah, but like's a filler word. Come on. What else do I say?
You say I'm disappointed.
I've been saying that. I've been saying mitigation a lot.
Have you? God, why?
Don't worry about it. We'll talk about it another day. Anyway, see you in court. Objections. You've come up with a framework, haven't you?
I've come up with a framework because I think what people seem to like is, how do I have something that I can just rely on every time? I don't want to do any thinking. I'm a salesperson, for God's sake.
Come on.
I just want to know the moves. I just want to watch the video, see the guy do the pattern interrupt, and think I can then do the pattern interrupt, even though I haven't got the accent. Okay?
Okay.
So, what we've come up with is ACERS. A-C-E-R-S. A, can you guess what A is for?
I can guess. Do you want me to guess?
Please.
Acceptance.
Very good. A for acceptance. C for clarify. E for explore. R for redirect. And S for either summarize or synthesize. Let me know in the comments which one you would prefer it to be. This is a brand new framework. You can design it with me.
Synthesize is a great word, but I am worried that a lot of our audience won't know what it means. But moving on.
Okay. So, Jack, give me an objection.
I don't think this would work for us.
Okay, perfect. I don't think this would work for us. So let's start with A, acceptance. Makes sense. Not everyone I speak to is going to get something out of this. Or, yeah, fair enough, this isn't going to work for everyone. Some form of early acceptance. Why do we do that, Jack? Why is that important to start there?
So I want to make sure that you feel like I've listened to you. I don't want to be the hungry caterpillar or the hungry salesperson that just rushes in and starts talking about why it would work for you, which a lot of salespeople will do. This is why it will work for you. But this is, and this company saw X growth and ROI and blah, 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 blah. I just want to step back because there's something called reactance and resistance. When people are reacting to things, we want to take our foot off the gas and say, hey, I'm just like you.
I'm just like you. And think of it like this. If you just said to me then, I don't think this would work. I'd say, what do you mean you don't think it would work? It's combative. Come on. Let's not play that game.
No.
So acceptance first. Makes sense. Look, this is probably not going to work for everyone. Do you mind if I ask you a question just while I've got you?
Yeah, of course.
I'm going to get a little bit of permission just to push.
We love
And then what
permission.
I'm looking for is C for a clarification. Okay. When you say you don't think this would work, what is it about it that you think wouldn't work? Okay?
For understanding.
And then give me something, Jack, from there. Give me something.
Well, we've looked at social media in the past, but our audience, we don't think, is on TikTok.
Okay. Beautiful. We've looked at social media in the past. Our audience, we don't think, is on TikTok. Okay. Now then what we're moving into is the next step, which is exploration. Okay. So then we're going to explore the points that you've laid out. So I might then say something like, okay, so it sounds like you've done this sort of thing before.
We have. we looked at an agency. We had a conversation with them. They did this proposal for us, but I wasn't really sold.
Okay, and what was the thing you were trying to fix or do in using that agency?
Just bringing in a few more high-ticket clients.
Okay, so high-ticket. So it sounds like you're looking for people who are very, very targeted. It's not just any old Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
We're not selling shoe polish out here.
Okay, okay. And you said something really interesting. You said, I don't think our audience is on TikTok. So you either think was interesting, but again, that sounds like TikTok was something you once thought about and now it's off the menu.
Yeah, we thought, like, obviously everybody's talking about it. It's the hottest new marketing channel on the street. I don't think our decision makers are swiping through TikTok every single day.
Where do you think they are?
LinkedIn.
Okay. So we're looking for high ticket clients that you think are on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
And are you 100% sure they're on LinkedIn? Could they exist anywhere else?
They could probably exist in other places, but I think LinkedIn is the place where they are the most.
Okay. So what I'm hearing, I've got this wrong. This is redirection, by the way, that we're about to do. It sounds like it's not that social media wouldn't work, that TikTok is off the menu, whatever it may be. It sounds like that agency that came to you didn't understand what you were trying to do. They didn't understand that you're after high ticket clients on LinkedIn, but that's something that's very much still on the menu and something you're looking to do. Or is this the part where you tell me you couldn't take on another new client?
No, we could still take on new clients, but it's just dependent on what social media it is.
Okay. So paint a bit of a picture for me. You sound like you've done this dance before. What does someone have to offer you for this to even be worth a conversation? How does this need to look?
Well, they can generate leads with the right people at the right time in the right sectors.
Okay. And then now we've redirected. So see what we've done here. We've moved from this would never work to actually, if you could do this, we've redirected. Mm-hmm. So the objection is now something different. And then we're going to synthesize, which is I'm going to pull it all together on a nice little summary. Okay.
Please.
So at this point I might say, okay, well, if I could do that, we had some ideas, we've done it for similar businesses before. Can you think of any reason it wouldn't be worth exploring that?
No reason whatsoever. Aces, sign up Aces. Now. It's for sale, but it's actually free. What do you think? I love it. Zach. What do you think are some of the things where people would go wrong with this? So let's get there first.
Good question. I think people probably explore everything, right? Or on the other extreme, probably explore nothing.
Yeah.
So the exploration is always to try and get someone onto a problem. Yeah. So this, it's stolen from the Socratic method, right? So what Socrates, who invented this, would try and do is he would try and get you to come up with the counter argument to what you were saying. So you would say, I would never lie to someone. And he would say, okay, what would happen if your suicidal friend asked you where he'd left his knife? And you say, well, I'd lie to him. So you give the counter argument to what you're saying. So that's what the exploration part is for. So what I ended up on is, here's what you were looking to do. And you were, the problem you were trying to solve was you were trying to get more high ticket clients. The rabbit hole to go down there is, like, if we had enough time, is like, why is that important to you? And we get all the emotional backbone, but just for this is the, just for objection framework. Probably the next bit is then, how do I redirect it? And this is what you don't see a lot of people do. So redirect is just like, I don't want to just like ignore it and be like a typical salesperson. It sounds like what you were saying before was this was the issue, but actually it feels like now it's more like this based on what you've just said. What do you think? Is that fair?
Which is, I would say, I know we talk about the different characters. I would say that is a nice blend of lawyer, actor, and idiot. And maybe actually the therapist, based on what you're doing. So it's actually all of them, which is a stupid answer. But probably more so leaning on the lawyer, which I think is great.
Why don't you do one for the people at home?
Okay.
I'll be the prospect now, okay? Aces.
Aces. Accept and then permission, the P silent, clarity, exploration, redirection, and then solve it with the synthesized summary.
The synthesizer. Yeah, exactly. Let me think. We'd never use a recruiter. We do everything in-house.
No, that makes sense. I thought that might be the case. I guess, can I ask you maybe a few more questions while I've got you?
Go on.
Okay. When you say you do everything in-house, is that the way it's always been, or is there a reason behind why you do everything in-house?
It's just we've done the dance before. We've used recruiters. They tend not to understand us as well as we'd like. So it just feels much easier to do it in house. No offense.
None taken. Okay, and I guess if you looked at your recruitment processes at the moment, and you could improve one part of that in house, I guess what would be the focus? What would be the one bit that you'd change?
I mean, doing it in-house, there's always going to be a lot of time going over CVs manually. There's also the first stage interview, so like churning through those can take quite a bit of time. But I think that's the trade-off.
Okay. And when you say it takes the time, I guess what happens then? What does that actually look like?
Depending on what time of year we're in and what sort of hiring windows are open, it can be, you know, days of my week are taken up. You know, every Thursday is filled with CVs and sitting interviews.
Okay. And I guess, so it sounds like time's the biggest killer. I guess what would have to happen internally for you to say, actually, we'd probably need to bring somebody in to look at this?
We'd need to have specialist role that's probably going to be take a bit of headhunting behind it. And we'd probably maybe need to have other projects on the go as well. So we don't have enough time to go through CVs and set interviews and stuff like that. Someone who can do that screening process.
Okay. So it feels like it's not that you're totally against a recruiter. It's more so you've got something in-house, but if something came across your desk that you didn't have the time for that was more specialist, then that's where you'd probably maybe look at outsourcing it.
Yeah, that probably feels a bit more. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, and you say like if it was something more specialist and you were looking to work with somebody to find that, I guess what would paint me a picture on that? What would that look like?
I mean, where it's put us off before is the irrelevant CVs. I'm getting hounded by, have you sat that interview? You got any feedback for me on the CV? Yeah, all that sort of like hounding. Like, I think just knowing we'll get back to you. And the other thing is, I think when we've used recruiters, people come very prepared for that first interview, but perhaps that isn't always the person that we get on day one of the job. You know, with where's the bubbly guy interviewed last week?
Okay. Well, I guess let me summarize this back to see if I've missed it. So it's more of a case that you've had a bad experience in the past with recruiters because they're probably kind of not living up to expectations. They bombard you at hours in the day that you don't want to be taking calls, et cetera, et cetera. But if there was a certain specific role that came across your desk to save you the time, because it can get quite manual at X, Y, Z, then you might not be against exploring other options outside of your in-house recruitment team.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay. Nice one. Anyway, I've been Jack. Thank you. Great talking to you today, Zach.
That was very good. Should we get into the task?
The task? Yes, please. The task. Aces. Okay.
That was really good, by the way. Aces. Thanks, for anyone.
Aces.
We're fleshing this out.
Maybe we'll write this down somewhere, on a Word document somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we will. Right, so this week's task, I'd like you to... Okay, here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to add or connect with Abigail Brown, from our team on LinkedIn. She works in the Manchester with Jack. And I'd like you to ask her if she's planning on doing any kickflips at the Christmas do. If you can do that and then screenshot me the response, there is £1,000 for the first message that I receive. It's Christmas. It's closing in. I'm happy to give it away. £1,000 if you can send it to Abby. Are you doing any kickflips at the Christmas do? Screenshot her response and send it me. But I'll only be doing it for the first person that gets there. So be quick on that one.
So we don't see you next week. I'll see you on the skateboard.
Hey,